This is Robert Merglacci, the Mindshare Learning Report in C21 Canada. I'm here in Calgary for the C21 CEO Academy and the Shifting Minds Awards, and have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning Moment with Dr. Dennis Sumera, Dean of the Workland School of Education at the University of Calgary. Thank you for joining me this morning, Dean Sumera.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Well, congratulations on the Shifting Minds Awards that's being presented tomorrow. I know you're off to Quebec for the dean's meetings from across Canada. But how does that make you feel about receiving the prestigious Shifting Minds Award for the system category?
Well, we are very honored in the Workland School to be receiving this award. I didn't know too much about it until we received the information about the selection by your nominating committee. But we're delighted because over the last 5 or 6 years, we've been working really hard to think about how we would transform our work in a school of education in post-secondary to help meet the needs of a 21st century world. You know, I've realized for some time now in post-secondary that we have to meet our mandate. We need to look at what's happening in public education and contribute to the transformation of teacher education, the transformation of professional education, and the transformation of applied research in the field of education to help us to get to the place we want to be in Canada, and that is a world leader in learning and teaching. So, you know, our work has been on the ground, working really hard to transform curriculum, approaches to research, approaches to professional education. When we received the information about the award from your organization, I was thrilled because it does take a lot to understand what's under a lot of the work we're doing, and we're very proud of it in the Workland School.
Fantastic. Now, you're in great company. A former colleague of yours, Dr. Ron Elston, is also a Shifting Minds Awards recipient. Now, you were at York University at one time, and then you had this opportunity come available that really you had to think deeply about, and it was a challenging time, and you've really demonstrated leadership from what I understand in here in Calgary.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Dr. Ron Elston. He indeed was and is a colleague of mine. I was at York University for a few years in the late 90s, early part of the 2000s. And working with Ron and others at York, you know, I think we were then, and they are now, on the leading edge of many of the kinds of things that we're talking about in terms of transforming learning and teaching. So it's really great to know that Ron is still in that position. I learned a lot while I was at York. You and I were talking earlier about what the two universities would share.
Right.
You know, both birthed in the 60s, in the mid-60s, you know, at a time when Canada was really interested in innovation and really working hard at it in terms of education. Both are universities that I would say don't have any sense of entitlement, that are hardworking, very entrepreneurial, very community engaged, and I think very engaged with international and national trends on the leading edge of them and learning and teaching. So I learned a lot being at York. I still connect with some of my colleagues there, and I would say that have brought a lot of that understanding and knowledge into my work as dean here at the Workland School of Education.
That's a great segue to my next question around change leadership. Mm-hmm. You came into a situation that needed focus, attention, retooling, and reimagination, if you will. And perhaps you can touch on that and the collaborative effort that it's been. And you have a colleague here today that you introduced this to, that the Galileo Project. So you've got some real gems in the program.
Yeah. I think in terms of leadership in any area, one has to, first of all, understand what one is leading. Where are we in the field of education? What are some of the challenges that we have, not only at the University of Calgary, but nationally and internationally? And then what do we need to do to engage in a change process that will help us to get to a place where we can be more effective? Now, there's a couple of approaches. There's the slow, more evolutionary approach where we make a list of things and over a few years make some changes. My experience has been, at least in our field, that's not very effective. There are some dramatic changes that we need to make right now. In our case, we really wanted to transform our teacher education program, change the curriculum, make it very integrated, interdisciplinary, while still driven by specialist knowledge. We needed to re-engage with our community and bring on our community partners to help us with that. We needed to rethink ongoing teacher education and professional learning and how we would do that. We had to rethink our own leadership and governance processes. And I needed to bring together a team of people, including Dr. Sharon Friesen, who's currently our Vice Dean, and our Associate Dean, Professional and Community Engagement, who were educational leaders, provincially, nationally, and internationally, who could come together, along with others, to say, all right, we have a great opportunity. How are we going to do this? You know, I think it takes courage, not only on the part of the leader, but all the colleagues with whom I work. I say to all of my colleagues now in the Workland School, I am so grateful that you were willing to take the risk to really rethink almost everything, to change your own practice, to learn how to work more collaboratively and in an interdisciplinary way, to reach out to the community and authentically partner with colleagues in schools, jurisdictions, and other areas, so that what we now have is a very robust network of educators working together on the transformation of public education, I would say K through 20 at this point.
Fantastic philosophy and exciting times for you. I want to touch on one more question around the naming of the school, and one of the few schools that are named from a Faculty of Education standpoint, and the connection to Mr. Workland and how that came about, and the infusion of leadership and passion that someone from the outside brought to the equation.
Absolutely. You know, I met David Workland when I first came back to Calgary, to the University of Calgary, in 2009. You know, he and his colleagues have a foundation, the Workland Foundation, that were very interested in youth leadership and creating conditions for youth to become more empowered in their aspirations. We were very fortunate in 2010, I believe, to have a gift from the Workland Foundation, a significant gift, to help us to get our Workland Youth Leadership Center started. It's been in operation now for 5 years. We're very proud of the work that now comes out of that unit in our school. But at the same time, I got to know David Workland. And over time, we realized that the values that he brings to his own business and corporate interests are so similar to the ones that many of us have in education. To put it simply, you know, our job as educators, or actually business leaders, is not to tell people what to do. It's to create, or to empower them. It's to create conditions where they can thrive, create conditions where people who normally might not be successful can find a way to lead and be successful. As we got to know one another, it became very clear that at the level of values, there was a great relationship, and David really wanted to invest in education. Because as he has said in many of his public talks, what could be more important than what all of us do in faculties of education, preparing the next generation of teachers who will have an impact on all of the children, you know, currently in Canada and many of them around the world. So we're very grateful for the gift from the Worklands to help us to move forward on our own goals of transforming public education and our own work in post-secondary and research and teaching.
Well, congratulations on your success and receiving the Shifting Minds Award from C21 Canada. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you this morning.
Well, thank you very much. It's been great meeting you this morning as well, and we really look forward to the event tomorrow where we receive the award.
That was Dr. Dennis Sumera, Dean of the Workland School of Education at the University of Calgary. My name is Robert Martellacci of C21 Canada and Mindshare Learning. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.